Hey, I'm sorry. I was trying to call you back. I dropped my phone.
Oh, that's okay. So do you see the email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yes.
Okay, so click on that. And then still in the body of the email, but down towards the bottom, right above where it says, thank you, Local Splash Team, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yep, just click there.
Click on those. It's going to pull up the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It starts out as what I see as a blue field. I think you do, too. But you can scroll through that. No, I don't want to obviously take up too much more of your time. I appreciate your kindness and your patience, and I definitely appreciate your time and understand the constraints. But Google's going to be our main focus. I mean, it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people on average per area and industry will be searching on Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those calls, so we'll be optimizing on Bing as well. Of course, we're going to be doing the Facebook page, Facebook ads, or at least using your Facebook page and link it to Facebook ads. We'll also be doing the website, of course. So you'll see the three boxes down below. We do want you to click all of them. One that you agree to let us send SMS or text messages through the computer. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And the last one being that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop. Now, once you've got all three of those boxes checked, it's going to want you to type in an exact match of your name as it appears on the card. So the T is there, but there's not a period after the T. It usually cares about case sensitivity for the first name only, but if you want to just go ahead and capitalize the J, T, and the B, once you've got Jared T. Bragg, click the confirm signature box. That actually does a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, etc. If it's taking you to the login screen, you can actually stop right there. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already live and that you're trying to access that. Of course, neither one is true. As I mentioned, it's going to take us a few days. You know, once your client interview is done, we have to do that, get everything set up. But you will receive confirmation by email and text once your client dashboard is active and live. You can try at any point in time with the login credentials, but you may get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. So you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I do hope that I am available in between phone calls when our technician calls you in that 4 o'clock hour. Again, it might not be right at 4, but we'll be reaching out to you tomorrow to get that client interview done and get everything set up and started here for you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Bragg, Jared, I appreciate you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
You guys as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.